the video imagery of the World Trade Center collapsing, I mean, I just have a hard time buying it. And if this one is fabricated, I mean, I think it just leads to questions about some of the other imagery we've been shown, particularly relating to the collapses of the World Trade Center towers.
I'll just tell you that there really is no good reason to suspect that the videos there are authentic. Particularly when they contradict the government's official position. I mean, I would like OBF to explain how the government would go to all the trouble to fake photographs, film that contradicts the government's own position. I mean, that is just stupid. Stupid.
I wish we could all get together and talk about this.
I can't be emphatic enough about this. This OBF has driven me crazy. He's attacked me over and over and over again. He's never responded to the arguments I've made. He insists you've got to go back and certify who took every photograph or every film, which is ridiculous. He might as well certify what his own heritage is, who his parents were, by doing DNA results. There's no good reason to question them that he has offered. He doesn't even have a single person who claims to have seen something different than what we see in the videos. Now, if those videos were fake, then what really happened was different. There were hundreds, thousands of people even who are watching this. Surely there'd be at least one of them who said, gee, isn't it funny, but the videos I see on TV aren't what I saw when I was standing there in the street. But there isn't any such person.
See, this is the thing. I'm not convinced that there were hundreds or thousands of people actually watching, you know, what was taking place at the World Trade Center that day. I think most people were seeing it on their television.
Well, of course, most people were, John, but there were plenty of people in the streets who were running away from the vast dust cloud and all that. People were watching out their windows. Mm-hmm. There's a whole host of elements there that show this was a nuclear event. And in Simon Shack and OBF just want to dismiss it and say, well, that's got to be fake too. Why would they fake? Once again, just like the photographic record of the destruction of the sequence, these U.S. geological dust samples, why would they fake evidence that implies that it was a nuclear event if they're going to fake it? They want to have evidence that shows it was not a nuclear event. I mean, there's a point at which this just becomes absurd, John.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sorry. My patience with OBF ran out sometime back. I've been through it too many times with him, and he is absolutely dense. I mean, I make simple points like this. If they're going to fake it, they're surely going to fake something that supports their position. But according to him, they faked it in a way that contradicts the position. It's obviously no collapse.
Right.
And if they're going to fake dust samples, they're going to fake them in such a way that it supports that it was a collapse. But indeed, it's faked in such a way that it shows it was a nuclear event. This is beyond absurd, John.
Sure, it would be nice. I mean, ideally, I'd like to host some sort of debate or discussion on this with Simon. Because, I mean, I think you guys really are doing the best research. Between you and Simon Shack and the Clues Forum, I think you guys are really on the cutting edge of this stuff. And it would be good to actually discuss this rationally, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
I've seen no signs of rationality from their side. I'm willing to entertain all these hypotheses. I've looked at them, taken them seriously. They don't pan out. I mean, some do to some part.
Right.
There are these videos that appear to be inconsistent and all that, and I think they did good work on that. But going on to, you know, claim that all the video record of the Twin Towers is fabricated or fake is just wrong. It's indefensible. It's not a rational conclusion. It's not based on logic and evidence. I spent 35 years offering courses in logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning. I'm an expert in scientific reasoning, John, and I find it intolerable to have individuals who are so unwilling to ignore simple, straightforward arguments that demonstrate they're mistaken.